Let's take a deeper look into Auburn's newest basketball transfers. Yes, welcome back on into the social hour. And if you noticed, it's just me. There's nobody else with me today. Hunter is not feeling 100%, and so he is taking the day off, you know, just trying to get better. And so if everybody could go wish him well, hope he gets better, and hopefully he's back tomorrow. But it's just me today. So we're just going to get right into it. Today, like I said, we're going to talk a little bit more about the new transfers that we got for basketball. That would be Thomas Dowd and Owen Freeman, two guys that I'm really excited about that we've got. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch these guys this year. Kind of just want to mention it first. One, it's so evident. We've kind of talked about this before on the show. It's so evident and clear that Steven saw the problem of what last year's team was and how we didn't have the height or the size. And so he went out and was like, okay, sounds good. I know exactly what we need. And he went out and got the height and the size. Clearly, I mean, you got Narcisse Ngoy, who is, you know, 7 foot. You've got Bucky Aboye, who is another over 7 footer. And then we got Owen Freeman here, junior out of Illinois. He's 6'10", 240 pounds. I said a couple days ago, he was averaging 5 points a game last year at Creighton. I think was battling some injuries. So not the best year for him, but he was I'm pretty sure he was a freshman of the year for the Big Ten, his freshman year. And so I kind of want to talk about his stats from his freshman year at Iowa. So he played in 34 games, started in 25, was averaging, let's see. Okay, was averaging 10.6 points per game as a true freshman. And his percentage from the floor is actually really impressive. Shooting 61% from the floor. So you love to see that. He took a big step in his year two. Unfortunately, it clearly shows that he had some injuries. Only played in 19 games. Started all 19. Only played in 19. Looks like he got injured. Was averaging 16.7 points up until the injury. And was shooting 63.8% from the field. Obviously, those stats are a little lopsided because, again, the sample size is much smaller than a typical season. And then last year at Creighton, games played 26, started 9 of them. I think still battling some nagging injuries. Obviously, only averaging 5 points per game there. But something that's really interesting about Owen Freeman and that I'm super excited for is Freeman is joining Auburn and reuniting with a former Iowa assistant coach, Matt Gatens, who is currently at Auburn as an assistant coach. And so what a connection to come back to. I mean, obviously at a place where you had success, you found success, you know, in your freshman and part of sophomore year. So clearly there's a relationship already there. And so Owen Freeman even talked about, he said that it's an expectation of winning that you want. He said that we have the right pieces and the right coaching staff. So clearly there's been a relationship formed with Owen and Matt Gatens. And so props to Matt Gatens for being like, hey, I know what this kid's capable of. I know what he can do with the right coaching staff, including myself. I know what we can make him. And so bringing him back together and bringing him to Auburn, that's just such an incredible, incredible, you know, situation for both guys. I mean, there's just a comfortableness about, you know, being around someone that you already knew. So that's super exciting. And I cannot be more stoked for Owen Freeman. Like I said, he is 6'10", junior out of Illinois. And man, I think he's going to bring some awesome size to this new roster. The next person I want to talk a little bit more about is the highly touted, a lot of people have talked about, a lot of people wanted him, and that is Thomas Dowd, the forward out of Troy. And he is 6'8", 225 from Dothan, Alabama. So an Alabama kid. And he is, let's check. But yeah, so really, really good year. This past year, he was averaging 14.4 points per game, 10.1 rebounds, and 2.1 assists, shooting 44% from the field. He's got a lot of experience under his belt. He played his freshman year, he played 31 games, started 17 of them. And then the last 2 years, he played 34 games and started in 33 of them. So clearly a lot of experience, a lot of, you know, time in this game. And like I said, was averaging 14.4 points this past year, 9.5 the year before, and his freshman year, 6.3. So clearly he was taking a step forward every single year. His shooting's gotten better every year. He shot 40% from the floor freshman year, 41.7% his sophomore year, and then obviously last junior year, he shot 44.1. So clearly taking steps forward. I love his explosiveness. I was watching some of his tape, and I mean, he can get up, he can dunk a ball well, he can block, just a lot, very athletic, very, very shifty. There's even a clip out there kind of floating around the social media world of him blocking none other than USC's or former player from USC, Chad Baker Mazzara, which was, you know, always fun. But super excited about Thomas. I think he's going to be awesome with this team. And speaking about that USC tour game, I don't know if anybody watched that. It was really early on in this college basketball season last year. It was prime time. Everyone needed to watch it. It went into like three overtimes. The game ended at like 1 a.m. on, you know, in Central Time. It was unbelievable. The fight that this Troy team had to try to take down USC was unreal. And they were going to win it outright. And then I think USC hit a game tying shot to send it to overtime. And I knew then it was probably going to go to USC just because Troy didn't have the depth. And some of their guys have been playing all game. So, but yeah, super excited overall for these next two guys. Obviously, you know, keeping Tahad at Overton is so massive. And then adding all this height to this team, I think next year we could be a good team. I also think that there's no excuse now for Steven. I think he's got a good team, and he's got the size. So there's no excuse there. And he's got his star point guard back, and he's got a shooter in KO. So really no excuse to not be better. And like we've said on this show multiple times, if we're in the same situation as we were this year, this time next year, where we missed the tournament and, you know, we are not, and we're possibly in the NIT, I think it's time to have a conversation. And so we'll see what happens, but I'm super excited about this team, super high on them. And, it will be we're not necessarily done. The portal closed today. And so we'll see what happens. See if we get any more additions in the next few days. Before we move on, I want to give a quick shout out to AUShirts.com. That's right. Go over to AUShirts.com and get all the gear from all the shows at the barn. New styles added weekly. You can get your FE Iron shirt, which is a super popular one. You can get your Boog shirt, your Boog hat. Saw multiple people at the tailgate this last weekend with the Boog shirt and hat. Again, thank you so much to Ford Stokes at Active Wealth Management for setting that up for us. there's so many shirts out there, and we're going to be adding some social hour shirts there soon. I promise you they're coming. So super exciting there. So go over to aushirts.com and get all of the barn merch today. We also want to give another shout out to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn fan and you want to support other Auburn fans, go to buyauburn.com today and check out all the businesses on the website that are run and owned by Auburn fans. And if you're an Auburn business owner and you want to get your company up on the website, again, go to buyauburn.com and get your website up or get your company up on the website today. Good example of that is if you're heading to Atlanta for the Baylor versus Auburn game and you need a place to go eat or a bar to go to, go to buyauburn.com and see if there's anything in the area that is run and owned by Auburn fans. Again, that is buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. All right, for the second half of today's show, I'm going to talk a little bit about football. Recruiting is hopefully about to start heating up. Excuse me, I'm still getting over a cold myself. So recruiting is going to start, you know, really ramping up soon. I hope, you know, it's been a little slow, but we hopefully are going to get some more information about some recruits soon. I mean, we saw just the other day, Rivals put out a post saying that Will Mensel, a top Auburn quarterback commit or quarterback prospect or target, is recruiting on, I think it was the 22nd, which would be tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see what he does there. It's been kind of back and forth between Oregon and Auburn. Penn State was in the mix, and they're in his final three, but it sounds like Penn State's not really a true option here. So it will be interesting to see. I was super confident about getting Will Mensel. I'm a little less confident right now than I was a couple days ago. I think Oregon's made a really strong push to possibly get him. So if that's the case, then I would be a little upset about it. Clearly, you know, you don't ever want to lose out on a kid, especially a five-star quarterback like this. And it's also just, you know, for Golish himself, he needs to get one. He needs to get a bigger recruit, a top recruit, to prove that he can. And I'm not saying he has to prove anything to us, but just, you know, to like show the SEC and show the college football world, like, look, I can recruit on this level and I can play with the big boys. Especially, you know, getting a recruit over Oregon. That's never an easy thing. Oregon is, you know, a lot of times have empty checks and they are willing to just do whatever it takes to get a player. But I will say, Auburn has also got a prized running back. His name is Myson Johnson Cook. He was coming to campus on like a surprise visit for the third time this spring, leading into his decision on Friday. He has been very adamant about trying to recruit Will Mensel to join him, to play with him. And they only have one school in common in their top three, and that is Auburn. I think Johnson Cook has got, you know, like Miami in there, Auburn, and one more. And then clearly Will Mensel's got Oregon, Penn State, and Auburn. So if he's trying to recruit him to play together, and Auburn's the only place they're, you know, have in common, that's sounds promising about Auburn. And also just him showing up again for another visit at Auburn kind of unexpectedly is super awesome. And I think that shows a lot. And I think that is really telling about where he stands on his decision so far for his recruitment. So we'll see what happens tomorrow and we'll see what happens on Friday about where these guys end up. Would love to get both of them. And I think I even saw a comment, about an interview or something from Johnson Cook saying that Auburn has made it very hard to say no to. And that's coming from like all perspectives of the situation. It's not just, you know, the money, it's the program, the coaching staff, the team. And I think A-Day really helped us out a lot with a lot of recruits. And that's kind of the chatter that's going around right now is that A-Day really, really helped us kind of, you know, not lock down recruits, but to definitely have something to feel better about. I really think Golish needs to start locking some recruits down. We've talked about in the past that Golish isn't the type of coach that wants to necessarily like win these recruiting, like flashy recruiting stuff early. Like he's more worried about football. I'm not saying this, like he still cares about recruiting, but it's different from the previous coaching staff who wanted to get these big names in to build hype. But then when we got these big names in, that stuff didn't translate on the field. So I think for Golish's point of view, he wants this stuff to translate on the field. And he wants to be positive and sure about who the guys they're getting. And so I trust Golish, but we do need to start landing some recruits. And I mean, the month of June is always a big thing, but so yeah, that is exciting. The last thing I want to talk about today before we get out of here on today's edition of the Barn Social Hour. Been hearing some little, well, not really ruffles. It's kind of been official at this point, but I just wanted to bring it up. Former Auburn quarterback Ashton Daniels has been named starter at the Florida State Seminoles. Really, really happy for Ashton Daniels. I think that's awesome for him that he was able to win that starting job. And I think he made it evident and clear at the end of last year with Auburn that he deserved the Auburn. I mean, he deserved a starting job. He took over after Ashton Daniels. I mean, after Jackson Arnold couldn't get the job done, and he started to ball out. And Auburn played better with Ashton Daniels at quarterback. It was kind of clear though once the new staff came along that you know Ashton Daniels wasn't the direction they wanted to go, and so he left. And ultimately chose to go to Florida State. But he's their starting quarterback, it sounds like. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see what the reaction of the Florida State fan base is. I know they're typically a tough fan base, similar to Auburn, that is not pleased with a lot of stuff. And so we'll see what happens. Last thing I want to cover about just a little bit. There's been some news or some rumors that Sebastian Williams Adams could be close to landing at another school in the SEC. So that, and it might already be announced by now, but we'll see by the time this goes up, but we'll see. But that would make the two of our big transfers head to another team in the SEC, which means Auburn will play. Auburn will face off against Elijah Freeman next year at Texas. He's Tiger bait at this point. And if this is true about Sway, then again, that's another team that Auburn's going to play. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be fun to go back and play those guys. Auburn's going to play between football and basketball. Auburn's going to play a lot of their former players. You're going to play Eric Singleton. You're going to play Jay Crawford. You're going to play Kaden Lee. You're going to play Deuce Knight. You're going to play Sebastian Williams Adams. Possibly you're going to play Elijah Freeman. So a lot of things to look forward to if you're an Auburn fan. For these matchups. Last thing I'm going to cover for real this time is this kind of broke last night. Keyshawn Hall announced his intentions to enter the portal. He technically was out of eligibility, but he is, you know, requesting a waiver for one more year. I don't entirely know the reasoning for it. You know, a lot of times it's injuries, stuff like that. I don't know what his argument is for getting one more year. So we'll see what happens there. We'll keep up with that story and see if Keyshawn Hall makes it to another school. This will be the fifth school in 5 years for him. He's transferred every year. But wish him well on his next journey. I think that's going to do it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening to the Barn Social Hour. We really appreciate all y'all's support. Again, we enjoyed meeting all y'all the other day at the tailgate. Again, thanks to Ford Stokes for setting that up for us. Go make sure to go check out all the other shows that we have over on the Barn. That includes shows like Village Vice with Brad Law and Zach Blackerby. That includes the Top Button podcast with Charlie Five, a.k.a. Kyle Rush. That also includes The Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby and Brad Law and occasionally Sonny DeShera. Make sure to go check out The Basketball Show. We got so much content over here at the Barn Auburn. And so please watch all of our videos and get all the information you can about Auburn sports and everything Auburn. So with that being said, we appreciate you watching, and we will see you in the next one, hopefully with my partner back with me. This has been the Barn Social Hour. Goodbye.